B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Playing a little game that I think illustrates that baseball is hockey, has become hockey, which is, you know your players, you watch your team, and the rest of the league can go F itself.
It's a fun little game.
Thank you. And so we're doing this, but I'm giving you all-stars. All-stars! The best in the league, and you have to tell me what sport they play, what team and what position. And outside of Jimmy Stewart, who plays fantasy baseball, you really can't tell me who any of these guys are.
Okay. So I'm a fan of the game, and I'm being disqualified for being a fan of the game. And by the way, I got the hockey name right, too, at one point.
So I'm
being penalized for getting these answers right.
Well,
yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Kind of. I mean, like, if you play fantasy sports, then that's different. Like, you're sort of in the weeds of it. But that doesn't mean you could recognize these guys. You just know that you picked him up because he might get some saves for Pittsburgh. It doesn't mean you know him. It means you're trying to vulture saves by picking up a setup guy. That's not knowing the game, but I'll take it. But anyway,
Thank you. So
here comes some easy ones. You should all know these. Thomas Chabot.
Oh, I know he's a hockey player for sure. Arizona, I believe.
Nope, wrong.
Well, whatever. I'm half right. Hockey player.
Okay, so that's easy. If I give you a Latino name, you're going to say baseball. If I give you a French name, you're going to say hockey. That's not hard. Or a Finnish name is hockey.
Not
a Latino name is baseball. Like, Felipe Vázquez is not, again, a stay-at-home defenseman.
Well, isn't he a defenseman?
For the New York Rangers.
So, isn't Chabot one of the guys the Bruins passed
on?
I know
that he was in the 2015 draft and the Bruins blew it.
You got it. Defenseman, Ottawa. Lucas Giolito.
I know he's a baseball player for sure.
Pitcher. Sorry.
Blue Jays?
Nope. Maz?
White Sox.
Very good. All-star. Cam Atkinson.
Goalie, Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, so wrong.
Ooh, can I answer this one?
Yes.
Carolina Hurricanes, rather.
No,
undersized winger for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Blue Jackets, right.
Ding, ding, ding.
The Bruins were interested in him for, like, forever.
Murray, have you ever heard of David Dahl?
Yeah, he was...
Maz and Stu, shut up.
Yeah, he was the drummer in Poison.
Nice.
Oh, no, that's Bobby Dahl. Sorry.
Maz, do you know who David Dahl is? Don't look at your computer.
I'm not. Honestly, I just have a generic Google screen up. That's it. I'm not cheating. I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell
Can
you
I
who
answer?
He plays for.
Nope. You're not allowed to answer.
You suck.
David Dahl. Kevin at UMass, have you ever... Tell me who David Dahl is.
Oh, David Dahl? Bro, that's easy. Don't insult my... That's the silliest shortstop, obviously.
Nope. All-star outfielder for the Colorado Rockies. All-star. The only one that's heard of him is Stu in his fantasy league.
Top prospect coming up through the Rocky system at one time.
Stu.
That's in Baseball America, by the way, so I read it too.
Murray, you're the wrong guy to play this game.
Oh, no. Yeah, Jimmy cares too much. Go with me.
Murray, have you ever heard of Mike Soroka?
The Lord Chief Rocka, Mike Soroka. No, I haven't. Please.
Mike Soroka. Maz, hockey player or baseball player?
Couldn't tell you. There was a Soroka who was a pitcher years ago, but it's spelled differently.
Stu?
I think he's a hockey defenseman.
You all got it wrong. All-star pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. All-star. All-star, Pete Abe. All-star. One of the stars of the game, the best player on his team, one of the best players in the entire sport of baseball. If he walked down the street in Boston, would anyone recognize him? If he came into this studio and dropped his pants and took a dump right in front of me, I couldn't tell you who it was. It's the same. It's hockey. Baseball is hockey.
I just did that so I can play again.
See, the problem is you're giving Murray all-stars. You need to give Murray porn stars.
Oh, Maz, like, please, you're the one that would nail that.
Okay, quickly, Mark Scheffley.
I know this one.
I don't know. Baseball player?
All-star winger, Winnipeg Jets. Mikko Rantanen.
I thought he came up as a center, not a winger.
I thought Scheffley was the guy on the PGA Tour.
He's a forward. No, Mikko Rantanen. Again, he's probably not, you know. Mikko Rantanen is...
I mean, obviously a hockey player.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Oh, Minnesota.
Forward, Colorado.
I was close.
Maury, who does Kirby Yates play for?
The Twins. Short little guy.
No, wrong.
I picked him up. I got saves.
So that's Kirby Puckett.
Every fantasy player knows who Kirby Yates is because I think he led Major League Baseball in saves last year. Am I right about that?
He was close, but Red Sox fans should know him because Dave Dombrowski was trying to trade for him from the Padres.
He's the guy that was with the Padres, yeah.
I think he led MLB in saves, I think, or at least the National League. Kirby Yates. Have you ever heard of him, Boston? Ever heard of him? John Carlson, hockey or baseball?
Oh, that's hockey.
Okay, very good. Good Norris Trophy caliber defenseman for the Washington Capitals. So, I'm sorry, outside of Stu's fantasy knowledge, I don't know. Did I prove the point? Do you know who any of those guys were, Murray?
No, not really, no.
And I have to be honest, I know more hockey guys than baseball guys because I'm a little more of a hockey guy, but these baseball all-stars, Boston, have you ever heard of Daniel Vogelbach?
Daniel Vogelbach.
Have you ever heard of Tommy La Stella? Have you ever heard of Brandon Lowe? Brandon Lowe's in your division. Brandon Lowe's I think he's the Rays, right? He's the second baseman for the Rays. Brandon Lowe, I never heard of him. What's the difference between John Means and Clayton Keller? Who are they? John Means is an all-star pitcher for Baltimore. Clayton Keller is an all-star center for the Arizona Coyotes who went to BU. You haven't heard of either of them. Baseball is hockey. So I'm trying to tell you. Here's another little exercise. Out of the simulcast, I know Vinny's not doing it. Whoever is nice enough here to be pressing the buttons.
Ooh, pictures?
At NBC Sports Boston. I'm going to put a picture up there for you. You got to tell me who it is. Give us the first pitcher.
This.
Who is that? Who is that?
I have no idea.
Okay, Stu, Mr. Baseball. Oh, Mr. I Know Everything, Jimmy Stewart Baseball. Who is that?
I can't see. It's too far away.
Oh, bull crap. It's right there. Look at the monitor. Look at the monitor right there in your studio. Who is that? Who is that?
I have no idea.
Who is that?
Do me, Maz. I need 20
who
seconds.
Who is that? Oh, Mr. Baseball there. If it's not a fantasy name, who is that?
I have no idea.
Okay, that individual.
I don't know.
That individual led Major League Baseball last year in batting average. You know what his name is?
Nope.
Tim Merrifield.
Tim Anderson, shortstop, Chicago White Sox, led Major League Baseball in batting average. And not only could he walk down the street in Boston, he could come into this studio, drop his pants, and take a dump. And we'd all look at him and go, who the hell are you? And he would say, I just led Major League Baseball in batting. And we'd be like, who are you?
Of course, I was also the number one overall pick for the Tampa Bay Rays, low ball two.
Give me another pitcher. Do we have a second pitcher here on the soundcast? Tell me who this is.
I like this game.
I have no idea.
Stu, you're a fantasy player. You should know who this is. It's a very prominent fantasy player.
Why? Because I don't know who he is because he doesn't walk down the street in my town, Mike.
Maz, who's that?
I don't know. He's wearing a red hat.
So again, we have this someone who is a longtime BBWAA member. High number.
Is he a Philly?
He's a longtime baseball writer. Has a show called The Baseball Reporter. Knows more baseball in his little finger than I'll know in my entire life in Maz. We got a chronic fantasy player in Jimmy Stewart back there. We've got someone who also co-hosts The Baseball Reporters. I'm not putting up a picture of a baseball player.
Is that a Cincinnati Red?
Oh, because he's wearing a red hat, Stu. That's not. Who is that?
Is that a pitcher named Amir Garrett?
No. Jim Murray, have you ever heard of someone named Eugenio Suarez?
No.
Oh, never. Yeah, he's an infielder.
Never.
Third baseman for the Cincinnati Reds last year who hit 49 homers.
Is that true?
Something named Eugenio Suarez hit 49 home runs. 49 bombs.
I would have never known that.
Hitter's ballpark in Cincinnati.
You've never heard of him? And you couldn't pick him out of a lineup. You couldn't pick him out of anything. He could come in here and wave his wiener in our face, and we'd say, who the hell are you? And he would say, I'm Eugenio Suarez, and I hit 49 bombs last year. And we're like, I've never heard of you.
I just want to clarify something that as the host of the Baseball Reporters, which I'm hoping will return because it's costing me money every day, but that's that part aside, as the host of the Baseball Reporters, I am merely a facilitator.
Third pitcher. Let's do. And so, look, I'm not picking schlubs. I'm giving you all-stars and league leaders. Next pitcher, please. You're on NBC Sports Boston. Who is this? Who is this individual?
He's now on the Blue Jays. Pitcher Choi.
Nope.
That's Hyunjin Ryu.
That's good. What it was, right. All right. He led Major League Baseball in ERA last year. So I narrowed the field, is obviously of Asian descent, so you could narrow the field to the, you know, Asian pitchers that you know. That's sort of easy. But anyway, you got one right. Very good.
But I knew he was on the Blue Jays now. And you know how I know that? Because I just started playing MLB The Show on PlayStation. And nice. I used the Blue Jays the other night.
Hurry, let's play online sometime.
Never. Okay. Last pitcher. Last pitcher. Please tell me who this individual is.
Can't believe the Blue Jays spent money on a guy that looked like that.
That is Baseball Garoppolo.
And obviously, you know, it's a Stu's going to say, oh, it's a blue hat, it's a Dodger. He's wearing a blue baseball hat, so you can narrow it down there. Tell me who that is.
Is that Corey Bellinger?
No. Nope. I don't know who that is.
So this one I love, because when I gave you the name before.
Whit Merrifield.
When I gave you this name, you all went, oh, that's easy. Everyone knows him. He's a real star. That's Whit Merrifield for the Kansas City Royals. You had no idea who he was. None. Zero. No idea. None. I could put up a picture of Whit Merrifield. I could put up a picture of, you know, some generic hockey player. You'd have no idea. No one knows and no one cares about baseball anymore, unless they're a Red Sox and you're in Boston. Or unless you're a Royals fan who lives in Kansas City, then you know Whit Merrifield. If you play fantasy, you know the name because he's good for some hits and some stolen bases. But you couldn't pick him out of a lineup. You couldn't identify him going down the street. Baseball players have completely and totally lost their identifiability. Done. They are hockey. It is hockey. And it's misleading because when you look at TV ratings, baseball does better than hockey. But look at the demos. Look at the demos. We've done this exercise before. I just went through my email thing and just searched out a few of the emails just to give you just four examples. This is the first one that came up. The hell is that, Maz?
We've had an issue here today with my smoke detectors. That's the that's the first time it's gone off actually during the program. So
those are your smoke detectors.
It's gone off during a couple of commercial breaks, but that is, I'm having a smoke detector issue in the home.
God, that's annoying.
I'll just turn my mic off. Go ahead.
Maz.
So, like, for example, I'm picking out a game from last September. Last September, the Red Sox and the Twins did a 5.85, okay, overall household rating. On September 5th, 2019, when I guess they were still sort of sniffing around in the periphery of the playoffs, they had a 5.85. It's a very good household number for a Red Sox game. Men 25 to 54, they did a 1.8. When I go to men 18 to 49, they did a 1.6. So, again, among the living, anything under 65 years old, among the living, they are doing ones. They are doing twos. They are doing hockey numbers. And so baseball overall still does a good World Series number. They do a good household number because grandpa's still watching. The olds are still watching. But the younger you get, the more the numbers plummet when you go to the younger demos in baseball. They plummet, and you don't have to go that young. 25 to 54. 54 is old. 1.8. Does a 1.8. And, you know, just, you know, before you say that, well, all TV numbers go down the younger you get because people are watching, you know, the young kids are watching on apps or whatever. That was the same night the Packers and Bears played. I guess it was the Thursday night game. Maybe that was the season opener. Yeah, that was. Packers-Bears played on NBC. They did. And again, of course, football is going to do a better number. I just want to give you the demo. The game in households did an 11-6. Men 25 to 54 did a 12-18. 12.18. So the numbers, the younger you go in football, hockey, basketball, the numbers tend to go up. In baseball, they go down. So among the living, the numbers don't quite compute. But this, you know, so this, long story short, the baseball media has to get it through their heads. You are a regional niche sport. That's what baseball is. And the players need to get it through their head. You are a regional niche sport. And I think that exercise kind of proved it.
Totally.
I don't know. Stu ruined it. But anyway,
my job.
Do you want to weigh in on that?
Mike, do you know who Anthony Harris is?
617. I've never heard of him. 617.
He led the NFL in interceptions. See, you don't follow the NFL. Blah.
Oh, I don't. I don't follow anything. I'm just a hot take artist. I just try and find the things.
I know, you're a facilitator.
Right, I facilitate and bug the crowd and troll. Like, that's it. I don't know anything about anything. But if you want to weigh in on it, 617-779-0985 right after these words.
It's
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for. It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, as we talk about the return of baseball, just a lot of folks have written, a lot of baseball guys have written, as Pete Abe did. I don't mean to beat up on Pete Abe, because I think it's a good column, and you know, a lot of people have made this point. I just think those in the game don't understand how far their sport has fallen. And they're deluded in it because the generic ratings are still pretty good. The revenues are great. Everyone still makes a lot of money. But in terms of interest and identifiability, oh. So Pete Abe says if baseball screws this up, doesn't get back, 17 months will pass between the end of the 2019 World Series and the start of the 2021 season. That's a long time for people to find something else to occupy their time. And they will find something, he says. He makes a comparison. He says the NHL canceled its entire 2004-05 season over a labor dispute and has since become a niche regional sport. So I just think it's always been a niche regional sport, and the strike, you know, hurt the sport. It set it back, but it was a rich niche regional sport before that, and it probably always will be. But he says outside of maybe Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin, the best hockey players could walk down the biggest streets of most American cities without being stopped for autographs. To which I say, I'm sorry. The biggest stars in baseball could do the exact same thing. I think if you just put a picture of them up there, I think more people might be able to recognize Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin than Mike Trout.
Definitely.
Or Mookie Betts. It's close. It's close. See, I don't think Pete gets it. No one knows who Mookie Betts is around the country, and they don't really care because he doesn't play for them. He says hockey fans are a rabid bunch, but how many casual sports fans could name any Columbus Blue Jackets? That's the danger for baseball if it goes down this path. Well, how many Cincinnati Reds can you name? How many Cincinnati Reds can you name?
A couple.
How many, outside of Stu, who's got like three on his fantasy team, how many Cincinnati Reds can you name?
Mike Moustakas.
I could play this game too.
Suarez.
I could put up a roster of the.
Oh, Votto. Joey Votto.
Right, very good. Joey Votto, who I love.
Raul Iglesias, the closer.
Columbus Blue Jackets and Cincinnati Reds. I could give you a sheet of paper and say, name as many Blue Jackets and Reds as you can, and I bet your list is going to be pretty similar. Pretty similar. And I picked the Reds. That's even being kind. I could say Miami Marlins, and you might be able to blow the number of Marlins out of the water. We can play that game in a minute, too. But first, your thoughts. Paul in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, I collect baseball cards, and I don't even recognize any of these guys. Like Eugenio Suarez, I have an autograph of Eugenio Suarez I've been trying to sell for a year, and I don't know what he looks like. I should have got that one. Plus, specialty networks like MLB, those are the only places promoting players, not major networks like ABC, NBC, CBS. That's a big problem.
Okay, so I've heard this a lot, too, that baseball doesn't market its stars. Sorry, not the problem. Not the problem. The problem is no one watches the sport unless it's your team. So I don't care if they turn, again, something named Eugenio Suarez hit 49 bombs last year for Cincinnati. And no one's ever heard of him. He sniffed 50 home runs and no one has ever heard of him. He was an all-star. I'm not even sure if he was an all-star, but I put his picture up there. No one had any clue who the guy was. And when I give you the name, you're like, who? He hit almost 50 home runs last year.
Hilariously enough, too, almost having 50 home runs. Apparently, he was traded by Dave Dombrowski from Detroit to Cincinnati.
So the thing is, it's
even
like
better.
So I mean, they could promote the crap out of Eugenio Suarez. They could put him on billboards. They could do whatever they wanted. Is someone in Kansas City going to turn on the Cincinnati Reds and watch that ball game? No, no one's watching the sport unless it's your team and your market. So there is no marketing Mike Trout. I think that just so misses the mark. For me to identify Mike Trout, I've got to sit down as a casual fan and watch an Anaheim Angels game, which you couldn't pay me to do unless they were playing the Brewers or the Red Sox. I will watch it when they play my team or my teams. But there's no one sitting down to watch that game. Maybe if you have him on your fantasy team, you want to see the at-bat. Maybe. So you're not going to identify that guy. Just like hockey, you're not putting on the Arizona Coyotes and the freaking San Jose Sharks. You're not watching that game unless you got a fantasy interest or whatever. So you're not identifying them either. That's what baseball's become. There's only two national sports left in our country, and that's football and basketball. NBA has categorically become a national sport.
I would even tell you, look, basketball is, I'm not telling you it isn't, but I still have a hard time with out-of-town basketball. I'm more inclined to watch that than out-of-town baseball or out-of-town hockey. But out-of-town football, automatic. I'm in. I mean, I'll watch any football game, NFL. I will dig in and watch any one.
But in basketball? So,
you get to the later rounds of the playoffs and it's good teams, I'm in. But, like, you know, if there's a Laker, Denver game on a Sunday? I'm not staying home for that. No way.
I think people will stop and watch it. LeBron's on, you stop and watch. Giannis is on, you'll stop and watch. Steph Curry's getting hot, you'll stop and watch.
But I mean regular season. Maybe people still will. I'm not staying home on a Sunday to watch Lakers in Denver.
Kevin and Whitman. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Real quick, kind of a fun game. I'm 35 years old, big baseball fan growing up. I'm going to give you guys some names. And I bet you can name where they played, if they were All-Stars, maybe both. We're going to go Jay Buhner.
Sure, Seattle All-Star. Was he an outfielder?
Yeah. Originally a Yankee, ended up a Mariner, yeah.
Steve Avery.
Pitcher.
Yeah, pitcher. Atlanta. Yeah. Here.
All right, Edgar Martinez.
Yep.
Easy one.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Scott Brosius.
New York Yankees.
Third baseman, Cincinnati, too, right?
Gotcha. Kenny Lofton.
Outfielder, yeah, Cleveland, yeah.
How about Fernando Tatis?
Third baseman.
Yes, St. Louis.
He played St. Louis
and
Texas.
Last one, borderline, Jeff Kent.
Oh, sure, San Francisco Giants.
Yeah. Giants, second baseman, hated Barry Bonds.
Kevin, what's your point? Like, and I'm not trying to be a wise ass, but yes, they had national appeal then. At that time, there's no question they did. They don't anymore. The game is different. And so, look, as much as I'm a baseball person, I think you know this. I think we're in alignment on this particular topic. And you know what? I'll tell you who else is in alignment. The owners. Mike, anytime there's a criticism about Major League Baseball not marketing its players, you know who it comes from? The players. And you know what Rob Manfred says? We've approached Mike Trout. He doesn't want to do it a lot. And we've talked to some of the players, and we have marketed some of the guys, and it's just not the appetite. I think owners understand that there's less of an appetite for the game now than there was before. It's the players who don't get it.
Let's pick this up on the other side with your calls at 617-779-0985. An update first.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
So just picking up on something we talk about a lot, the popularity of baseball. All these guys that are writing about how much interest the game is going to lose if baseball doesn't come back this year. I think it just stands out to me how much they don't realize how it's already lost. It's already lost it. It's already gone. It's already there. Pete Abe saying it has a chance to become hockey. And I think just the more I think of it, the more it is hockey. The more it is hockey. And it's more popular. And it does better revenue for sure and better numbers. But once the older fans die off, and they're getting there, and their biggest demo is 65+. That's their biggest demo. When those guys cycle out, not to sound crass, but what's it going to be?
It's a kind way of putting it.
I mean, it will be hockey. And in terms of identifiability, it already is. No one knows who their stars are. No one knows. No, I mean, never mind the rank and file player. No one knows who the stars are. I just put up pictures of the league leader in batting average. No one had any idea who it was. I put up a guy that hit 49 home runs. He wasn't the league leader, but I put him up in Eugenio Suarez, and no one had any idea who it was. If I said, UMass, quickly, who led Major League Baseball in home runs last year? Who was it?
The guy with the Mets, maybe?
Okay, that guy, Bing?
Oh, right. The first baseman.
The rookie who won the home run derby.
Right, what's his name?
Alonso?
Pete Alonso, our fantasy player.
Pete Alonso.
The only guy that got him was our fantasy player. Not our two baseball guys. And again, I'm not ragging on you. I think this is just so.
Oh, I don't care.
This is endemic of the sport. I did put up Hyunjin Ryu. Is that how you pronounce the name?
Yeah, Hyunjin Ryu.
Dodgers. Yeah. Ryu. Pitchers. He's now in Toronto.
Yeah.
He led the league in ERA last year. Who could say, you know, who has any clue about that? I was right about Kirby Yates. He led the league in saves last year. I had that right. Most of you never heard of him. Closer for the San Diego Padres. Led the league in saves last year. You ever heard of him? Who led the league in stolen bases? I know this is, you know what? I'm going to give you the top three. And you tell me you've ever heard of these guys. Who led major? Stu's going to know because a fantasy player. Get off your computer. But the fantasy guys know this. Mass, who led the league in stolen bases last year?
Couldn't tell you, but it's not something I would normally know because I think that stat is borderline useless.
Murray, have you ever heard of Malik Smith?
Malik?
Oh, yeah. Malik Smith with he was either with Tampa Bay, maybe.
Seattle.
Oh, he went to Seattle. He started with Tampa Bay.
He plays for Seattle. Go talk to Seattle.
Who is, I mean, certainly the last name I've heard of, Aldoberto Mondesi?
Oh, Mondesi.
Mondesi, I meant to say. Mondesi, right, Mondesi. Not Raul Mondesi. Aldoberto. Is that his son?
Sure.
Second,
don't know.
Second in stolen bases with Kansas City at 43. I mean, guys we never heard of.
Yeah.
Guys we never heard of. And then that's stolen base. I know that's a little more obscure. But the home run list? Pete Alonso, I'm sorry, is not a household name. You had to search to remember who the hell that was, Mass.
Totally.
Home run leader in New York. What's his name?
Pete Alonso.
Oh, yeah, that rookie for the Mets, I think, right? But it doesn't roll off your tongue. He's not a star.
Right, you got to think.
And I don't care how much baseball promoted Pete Alonso. You would then have to actually sit down and watch a Mets game. Who out there, other than a gambler or a fantasy player, is going to sit down and watch a Mets game?
And I only kind of half knew because this is where baseball kills themselves, because I had mentioned before, they're always quick to pull down video posts and go after bloggers and people that actually care about the game and pulling their video, because that guy, if I can recall correctly, he had kind of a penchant for like taking his shirt off after he hit home runs, or a few times like there was a walk-off and all of a sudden it's like shirts off. So he's kind of a party. So that was the only reason I really kind of knew who he was.
So, and again, I don't know if this is just me.
But that's a guy that Digitel promote.
No, Mike, it's not just you. It's not just you. It's the game has become harder and harder to watch. And so, again, and there's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of elements or a lot of factors that come into play on it. But the game's harder to watch. And Alonso, I should have gotten. Okay? I mean, but again, I forget my name for crying out loud.
I know.
Like, I'll tell you that, it might have been, you know, like, I can give you a handful of guys, and I can tell you that the Braves have that kid. Acuna is a good player, you know, Soto with the Nationals.
But the fact is,
if you would ask me 15 years ago, I'd have known them all.
Okay, and you know, so here's just another little exercise, again, as I just play along with this. Here are the league leaders in home runs from last year, okay? One, Pete Alonso. Two, Eugenio Suarez. Three, Jorge Soler, who I've kind of heard of. Jorge Soler, who does he play for, Murray?
No clue.
He ended up with a smaller mid-market team, I think.
Mass doesn't know.
Yeah.
No, he moved. He was with the Cubs.
Kansas City. Okay,
yeah, I was going to say, I thought he ended up in Kansas City. Honestly, I was going to say that.
The three leading home run hitters in baseball, Pete Alonso, Eugenio Suarez, and Jorge Soler, I'm sorry. One of them I kind of heard of because he was a Met and a kind of. Suarez and Soler, I've never really heard of. The batting average leaders, Tim Anderson, never heard of him. I put a picture up. No one identified him. Second was Christian Yelich. I only know him because he's a Brewer, but, you know, Christian Yelich. Three, Ketel Marte. Who does Ketel Marte play for, Murray?
Isn't that vodka?
Ketel Marte plays with the Arizona Diamondbacks. We don't know who these guys are. You don't know. You have to search him now.
Kettle is his name, really?
Yeah, Ketel Marte. Ketel Marte. Now, here are the NHL leading scores. Leon Draisaitl.
Oh. Edmonton.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid.
Edmonton. Edmonton.
David Pastrnak.
Bruins.
Atemi Panarin. Excuse me.
Rangers.
Rangers.
Onto the Rangers.
Yeah, the Breadman.
Nate McKinnon.
Oh.
Colorado?
Colorado. Very good. Marchand is six. Nikita Kucherov.
Kucherov.
Tampa. Pat.
I get him mixed up with the guy in the Capitals.
Capitals is Kuznetsov. Whatever.
Go ahead.
I just know more of those guys. Never mind if I went to the leading scores in the NBA. Is that even a fair fight to do that? James Harden, Bradley Beal, Giannis, Trae Young. Trae Young, who's he play for?
Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta.
Damian Lillard.
Portland.
Luka Doncic, Russell Westbrook.
Dallas, Oklahoma.
Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis,
Clippers, LA.
But hold on.
This is why ESPN wants out of baseball.
But is that because the NBA markets James Harden? No.
No.
It's because it's the basketball matters to more people across the country, and you'll watch a neutral site basketball game. At least you'll stop on it for a second. You'll watch the highlights. I mean, they had to take Baseball Tonight off the air at ESPN because people won't even watch the effing highlights anymore. Remember how big Baseball Tonight used to be?
Gigantic. Show, yeah.
Oh, my God. And if your team won, you'd make sure to watch it. You consume the thing. Now baseball has fallen so much as a national product. They had to take the highlight show off the air. The highlight show. Think of that. The stars in baseball are not stars. Frankly, I've barely heard of them. In hockey, I think the hockey players have more star power than the baseball players. But that's just me. I'm a hockey guy. Basketball's not even close. So these baseball guys that keep acting like baseball's going to lose this status. What are you talking about? You've already lost it.
I got to look up this Ketel Vodka guy from where?
Ketel Marte. He's pretty good, Murray.
Yeah, we barely heard of him. Ketel Marte, Arizona. Jimmy drafted him in the second round last year. Back to your thoughts.
Third,
on
good value.
Long commercial-free segment next.
Boston's home for sports. Filger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, back to your thoughts. Stephen Boston. Go ahead, Steve. Stephen, you can call us back. You know the number. Got to be ready to go. Here's Alton and Sterling. Hi, Alton. We're taking calls. Yes. Hi, Alton.
Hi. Here's my question real quick, if you can. I've been listening to your show, and you're constantly saying baseball isn't what it was, and I don't disagree with you. But can you bullet some of the things that you think? Is it too fat? They're too slow. They don't play hit and run anymore. There's too many home runs. They're lazy. I don't know. What is bringing it down that you think?
Okay.
All the above.
Yep. Yes. So all the above. You guys want to answer?
The ball's never in play. Too many home runs, too many strikeouts. The nerds are too involved. The game's not fast enough. Again, if anyone has watched any of the classic games that have been on over the last 3 months, which I have done at some point, even though baseball is now like the fourth of the sports that I care about. But I did care about it growing up. I loved it. I was a baseball card kid. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. You watch a game from 1988. Hell, you watch a game from 2004. It's completely different than the product that's on right now, or should be on right now.
To me, this is very simple, that there are just other things that are better to watch. I just think it's that simple. I look at the other sports and I say they've all adapted. They've all adjusted. The world moves faster. And so they've adapted to the young, what the needs of the younger fans are. And as much as, you know, we talk about ADD Mike and needing, you know, background crowd noise that's fake or whatever else, the reality is that this is what the world is now, right? The background noise and the constant sensory overload. Baseball gives you nothing.
So
it gives you nothing.
Yeah, to me, continue.
So I just think it's all the above. There's not enough action. The players don't give a damn. And look, I don't know if they can change the game as it is to give it enough action for the modern fan. But I would like to see them to try. And so I think at the end of the day, you only have so many things you can watch at one time now because we have access to everything. Baseball slipped way down the list because it just doesn't engage the viewer like everything else does.
Okay, so to me, pace of play is number one with a bullet.
No question.
Number one with a bullet. The game has dramatically changed within it that has gotten us to this point. But let me just give you another little exercise here. Here's the last World Series, Houston, Washington, time of game in the World Series, 7-game World Series. Okay, and I'm reading this blind, so this might work against me, but I just have a guess of how this is going to look. According to Baseball Reference, all right, game one was 3-43. Game two was 4-0-1. Game three was, sorry, I'm going to try and be faster, 4 hours and 3 minutes. Okay, so now two out of the first three games were over 4 hours. None of them were extra innings. Okay, FYI. Game four was 3-48. And these are the games you want to watch. So I'm not picking some random games in May that you're just sort of, you know, checking in and out of anyway. These are games we all sit down and want to watch. Ooh, game five was a quick one, 3-19. And this is what frustrates me the most, is the postseason games. Game six was 3-37. And game seven, winner take all, got to have it, 3-42. Okay? So there wasn't a game even close to being under 3 hours in last year's World Series. 3-43, 4-01, 4-03, 3-48, 3-19, 3-37, 3-42. And as I'm just looking at it here quickly, there was not a single extra inning game there. Those are all for 9-inning ball games. Now let's go when I was a kid, okay? When I was a kid, 1982 Brewers-Cardinals World Series. Just to give an example. Game one, Brewers won 10-0. That took 2:30. 2:30. Next game, 2:54. Game two was 2 hours and 54 minutes. Game three, 2 hours, 53 minutes. Cardinals won that 6-2. Game four of the 1982 World Series was 3:04. Oh, my God. 3:04. That was considered an epic at that time. Game five also stretched. 3:02. Game six was 2:21. Can you imagine that? 2:21.
A World Series game.
2:21. Like watching an NBA game. Winner take all game seven for the World Series took 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Amazing.
Seems just about right. So here are your time of games in the 1982 World Series. 2:30, 2:54, 2:53, 3:04, 3:02, 2:21, 2:50. Last year, 3:43, 4:01, 4:03, 3:48. Do you understand what a difference that is?
It's an hour per game.
I mean, do you understand what a difference that is?
Yeah, you've gone from 2:40 to 3:40.
That just, and those.
And remember, you've gone from 2:40 to 3:40 seven times, right? Because it's a series. That's 7 hours that you're asking the viewer to invest that they didn't invest before. So they've got to give up a work day to watch the World Series.
So just for poops and giggles, too, because I've mentioned now a few times that, you know, during this pandemic, I've watched that the Kirk Gibson game, the Dodgers A's game from 88. So 6 years later, after the World Series, you mentioned that game, dramatic game. They hit two, you know, it's a 2-run home run by Kirk Gibson to win it. Game one, 3:04.
Yeah. And that was considered an epic.
Right.
Right. 3 hour ball game.
And in that series, there's 2:30 game two, only 2 hours, 30 minutes. Like, can we go back to that?
No, it's insulting. It is. It's insulting because what they've done, and this to me is really the crux of the matter. They've taken and they've taken and they've taken more and more of your time. And Mike, the way you phrased it years ago to me has always stuck in my head, that the game asks an awful lot of you. So they want more. They want more. They want more. And then all of a sudden the fan wakes up and says, boy, you've taken all this from me. What have you given me back? You've given me a product that stinks on top of it. So not only are you asking me to give you more time, but you're giving me less in return. I'm out. I'm out.
It's the playoff games that piss me off because those are the games I want to watch. And they're such a freaking grind. It's a death march to grind out 4 hour ball games every other night. It's just, you can't do it if you want to do it. You can't do it. And it's just, I don't know if they appreciate what a difference. You say, well, it's only an hour and it's the World Series, so it's worth it. No, it's not. It's not. To go from a ball game that lasted 2 hours and 53 minutes to over 4 hours is a huge difference. And it frankly crosses the line of what our attention span is nowadays. And I don't know if we ever had the attention span for a 4 hour effing baseball game.
I mean, I think it's insulting. But I mean, do. I think it's insulting to the fan base.
To me, the limit for me, the only thing I'll spend more than 4 hours on is Felger and Maz and like a rock concert that goes 3+ hours. Other than that, if anything, you know, movies have gotten stupid long too, haven't they? Every single movie's like 2.5 hours.
3:30. It's like, ridiculous. Get out of here. It's
got, I hate that too.
Like,
I hate it.
What happened to a 120-minute movie? Like,
90 minutes.
It's
2 hours.
It's
that's
first,
it.
It's the first thing I ask my wife when she says she wants a movie. I say, how long is it?
Since when does that happen? Like, that's just laziness because people don't appreciate the real work is in editing. And so these are lazy movie makers for not cutting stuff out of their movie. They're just throwing it all in there and they're too long. It's a side topic. But all I'm saying is, once you get past about 2.5, 2:45, like, that's about it. I'm sorry. That's about it. That's about it. And if your product, and I'll tell you what, the time of game in the NHL is starting to creep up in the 2:30s, and that's starting to piss me off. It's too much. That's too much. Be careful, guys. Be careful. And you know me. I'm in favor of the shootout in the playoffs because I think you get these 3-4 hour, you know, triple overtime Stanley Cup hockey games. No. Sorry. That's you just can't sit in there for that long. It gets stupid at some point. But never mind baseball.
Oh, Mike, I don't have the actual number in front of me. We talked about this. The Red Sox played the longest games on average in Major League history last year, and they weren't good. So again, you're getting no return. And the overall number in the game, I think, was the longest in Major League history. And you look at it all and you say, what? It's not worth it. It's not.
So the whole point here, and we've done this topic a million times, but the whole point here is, you know, baseball needing to acknowledge it's already lost its place there nationally. And it's already lost its identifiability of their players, and it has nothing to do with marketing. And I'm sorry, it doesn't. And you'd say MLB's sucky at marketing their players. They may be. But if they're great at marketing their players, it still means you need to sit down for 4 hours to watch Mike Trout play baseball. And you're not going to do that. I don't care if they're the best marketers in the history of marketing. You're not going to do that. So it misses the mark when people say baseball doesn't market their players. You have to want to sit down and watch it. And the arc of the sport has just gotten tough to watch. It has. We'll pick it up in the final hour. I have some NBA thoughts for you coming up next hour. We can reset our top thought at 2 o'clock about the Patriots' win totals going down. Is that because people are now adjusting to the quarterback situation? In other words, just quickly, DraftKings, who brings you Felger and Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. DraftKings lowered their win total for the Patriots, their over-under, from 9.5 to 8.5 over the weekend. Why? Is it because they finally realize, the market finally realizes that Brian Hoyer and Jared Stidham are the quarterbacks and it won't be Cam Newton, it won't be Andy Dalton, it won't be some player X? In other words, I feel like the Patriots' projections had been pretty high, a little higher than I thought they might be, but was the market assuming and betting that Belichick was going to sign a quarterback? And now that he hasn't, has the market reflected a Jared Stidham, Brian Hoyer number? Is the 8.5 a Brian Hoyer number and Jared Stidham number and the 9.5? Is a Cam Newton number? Is that what's going on with the Patriots win total? That was that thing that we let off the show with. We can go back to that as well. All of it after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.